As Iraq continues to experience violence led by foreign militants, Western leaders are starting to openly discuss regime change away from Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. This combination of foreign interference has reminded many of the experiences of former French Foreign Minister Roland Dumas. Last year, he revealed that at the start of the Arab uprising, he was approached by top British officials about their plan to create unrest in Syria in order to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Dumas refused to participate, but he told Press TV that until even today, France's inflexible anti-Assad policy conforms to what the British officials had proposed.
Je pense en effet.
I think everything we have seen, observed, and done in Syria is something which was planned beforehand. Such things don't happen out of nowhere, and it's not a secret that state leaders invent such plans, as they did for Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi. I can say that I was made aware of these plans by serious people, and that I was not surprised when I saw them put them into action in the following months.
Dumas said the Americans were also involved in the anti-Assad meeting, which even discussed who would be installed in his place. With the Syrian scenario being repeated today in Iraq, many wonder if it has been orchestrated by the West.
C'est plus subtil, mais c'est aussi clair.
It's more subtle, but it's also clear. Iraq was, at least, a united country, but they replaced Saddam Hussein with a so-called democratic regime that only produced dozens of deaths on an almost daily basis. Is this truly the destination which the Western powers wanted to create for Iraq? I asked the question, but I already know the answer.
But Western satellites apparently failed to track thousands of militants going from Syria to urban Iraq, and now another independent Middle Eastern nation has been engulfed by chaos in which foreign elements were a major catalyst. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.